Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
For 8 years, Ronald Reagan used his presidency to advance the cause of life. He very often used the Oval Office to speak out about the humanity of unborn children and challenge the country's abortion mindset. In 1983, President Reagan authored an essay in the pro-life quarterly journal Human Life Review. President Reagan's Abortion and the Conscience of a Nation was subsequently printed separately, and the book has been read and quoted widely. President Reagan's words in defense of human life have been a source of encouragement. They have challenged individuals from all walks of life, and he has skewered the lies of pro-abortionists by using the truth about abortion and the right to life. All week, I'll be sharing some excerpts of President Reagan's words. Though they were written more than two decades ago, they still provide pro-lifers insight and encouragement into the greatest human rights cause. As President Reagan wrote, "Make no mistake, abortion on demand is not a right granted by the Constitution. No serious scholar, including one disposed to agree with the court's result, has argued that the framers of the Constitution intended to create such a right." Shortly after the Roe v. Wade decision, Professor John Hart Eli, who at the time of writing was dean of Stanford Law School, wrote that the opinion is not constitutional law and gives almost no sense of an obligation to try to be. Nowhere do the plain words of the Constitution even hint at a right so sweeping as to permit abortion up to the time the child is ready to be born. Yet that is what the court ruled. He continued, "As an act of raw judicial power, to use Justice White's biting phrase, the decision by the 7-man majority in Roe v. Wade has so far been made to stick, but the court's decision has by no means settled the debate. Instead, Roe v. Wade has become a continuing prod to the conscience of the nation." Abortion concerns not just the unborn child, it concerns every one of us. The English poet John Donne wrote, "Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." We cannot diminish the value of one category of human life, the unborn, without diminishing the value of all human life. We saw tragic proof of this truism in 1982 when the Indiana courts allowed the starvation death of Baby Doe in Bloomington because the child had Down syndrome. Many of our fellow citizens grieve over the loss of life that has followed Roe v. Wade. President Reagan noted to an audience that his nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services believed, quote, "abortion to be the greatest moral crisis facing our country today, and the revered Mother Teresa, who works in the streets of Calcutta ministering to dying people in her world-famous mission of mercy, said that the greatest misery of our time is the generalized abortion of children." President Reagan's words summed up the tragedy of abortion on demand that are still relevant today. In Roe v. Wade, the court preempted the will of the American people by acting in our place and deciding the fate of millions of unborn children and their mothers. Since the Roe decision, there have been nearly 50 million abortions. 50 million babies have died because of an exercise in raw judicial power. Tomorrow, we'll continue our examination of President Reagan's essay, Abortion and the Conscience of a Nation. And as always, for more information about today's episode or any other episode of Pro-Life Perspective, visit our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. You can also email me with any questions, carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.